From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Congressional Democrats are eager to show they can sign off on an energy bill this fall and put the U.S. on a greener path. But the road is expected to be a long one. The House and Senate have passed very different bills, and the challenge now is to blend them while fighting off special interest groups. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
One of the biggest differences between the energy bills passed by the House and Senate is the issue of cafe standards. Now, this is not about the quality of your neighborhood bistro. In Congress, cafe stands for corporate average fuel economy, or in layman's terms, gas mileage. The Senate wants to require that the average gas mileage of all the cars and light trucks produced by a car company reached 35 miles per gallon by 2020. To get the House to agree to the Senate standard isn't going to be easy, for reasons that might surprise you. First, let me introduce you to Craig.
Hi, I'm Craig, and I bought my first-generation Prius in 2001.
Craig appears out of cyberspace on the Toyota company's website. The Prius he bought gets an average 46 miles per gallon. So you'd think Toyota would happily endorse efforts to raise the cafe standard to a relatively measly 35 miles per gallon. And you would be wrong, says Democratic Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts.
They're lobbying against 35 miles per gallon. And why? Quite simply, they want to market their new Toyota Tundra, this new massive vehicle that they have, named, by the way, after the Alaska Tundra, which is being destroyed as we talk. It's just a further example of why Congress has to act, why we can't rely upon the auto industry to do so voluntarily, because if Toyota can't meet the standards, who can?
According to the website, a Toyota Tundra pickup with a big V8 engine gets 14 miles per gallon city driving and 18 on the highway. In a statement, Toyota says it does want higher cafe standards, but that the Senate bill sets the bar too high. Toyota wants two more years to meet the standard, with separate requirements for cars and trucks. The lobbying against the new cafe standards, in which Toyota is joined by the rest of the auto industry, is just one of the obstacles standing in the way of an energy bill. There are others. The House wants to require electric utilities to use some renewable fuels, like solar and wind, to power their generating plants. That's not in the Senate bill. Still, Democratic leaders hope to send an energy bill to the White House this fall. That would raise the curtain on the other big environmental battle in Congress over climate change. Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut, an independent Democrat, is drafting a bipartisan measure to cap greenhouse gas emissions at 70% below current levels by 2050.
One of the big things that's changed is that when we started out, our worst fears could only be seen in computer modeling. Now you can see them with your eyes. The ice is melting, the sea level is rising, wildlife is affected. And as a result, there's a real political movement here to get something done soon.
But here, too, there is strong opposition, not the least of which comes from President Bush, who has rejected mandatory limits on greenhouse gases and wants instead a flexible goal.
By setting this goal, we acknowledge there is a problem. And by setting this goal, we commit ourselves to doing something about it.
Democratic Congressman Rick Boucher of Virginia, whose subcommittee will handle climate change legislation, holds out hope the president might sign a tougher bill if industry is on board.
It really doesn't serve our purposes to simply pass a measure that at the end of the day cannot become law. We really want a law, not just a political statement.
But to see how even the simplest of proposals can get bogged down in Congress, consider lawmakers' plan to green the Capitol. This much-touted effort to install more efficient light bulbs and take other steps in their own offices has gone nowhere because the House and Senate haven't yet agreed on funding. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.